A popular Outcast production.
Hey guys, this is Sound of Life Podcast. If you like the show, and you can find your way to soundoflife.popularoutcast.com, clear your cookies, click on the little Amazon banner, buy what you would want from Amazon as normal, and the guys will get a couple cents and help to keep this show, as well as all the others that they put out, free for you.
I am hope.
I am hope.
I am Esperanza.
I am hope.
This is the Sound of Life podcast.
I am Old School Mike.
This is Sound of Life.
12-year-old Dre.
I am Old School Mike. This is Sound of Life.
This is the Sound of Life podcast.
This is Sound of Life.
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 I am 12-year-old Drea.
Hello and welcome to episode 18 of the Sound of Life podcast. I am the Old School Mike. With me we have the little one.
And I'm 12-year-old Drea.
And the other one on the show who is no longer in a vow of silence. What's up, kid?
I'm good. I've had a couple things going on this week. Sorry, I've been missing the show. Had a car accident. It's all good, though. I'm fine. I'm not hurt or anything. My brakes just decided to give out and stop working, and then my e-brake didn't want to work, and I had my car swerved into oncoming traffic, but it's all good.
So how'd you finally stop?
I had to swerve it into the median so I could hit these shrubs. And the car stopped, and then I lightly hit the sign so they didn't put it as property damage.
Well, that, yeah, that's probably a good thing. Yeah. That gets expensive real quick. Yeah. Did you kill the bushes completely?
They look pretty good. I think I think I helped them out a little bit. They smell like Christmas trees, though.
Oh, there you go. All right. That's funny.
And I don't care. I crashed my car into a median, and I don't care.
That's funny. We might have to play a little clip of that song right here. Crash Into You. Oh, yeah, Dave Matthews Band, Crash Into You. That's a good one, too. You don't have a boyfriend. You threw all the shit down the stairs, do you?
No.
The song's not too autobiographical, then. Anyway, yeah, episode 18. Don't have a name for this one as we're recording, but yeah, that was my ongoing joke for the last episode or two when you weren't around, was that you had taken a vow of silence. So we just kind of like, which we have an email. Well, it's not technically an email. It's technically just a message on the episode tag. But it says, here's the comment. Very awesome. Really liked Hayley Williams. Still into you. It started off a bit strong for me, but then again, I am more into the Lawrence Welk era. Also, really enjoyed the Bruno Mars Treasure. However, the thing I really liked was the fact that Hope stayed quiet for that long. How the heck did that happen? Well, anyway, it was a great podcast. Now I'm going to kick back and listen to my 8 tracks. Signed, Cardinal Puff. You don't have a clue who Cardinal Puff is, do
you? That's my grandpa.
Yes, it is, yeah. I didn't know if you would know the whole Cardinal Puff thing. That's funny. Papa goes by Cardinal Puff. Cardinal Puff is a nickname given to him from a drinking game. There's a drinking game called, I don't know, where you become a cardinal and a bishop and like a whole bunch of things. I don't know, long story. I don't know, he'll tell it one day, either on here or I'm trying to get him to do a podcast. I'm trying to get him to do a podcast of him telling stories to me, so I can document them. So I don't know. Hopefully that'll come to fruition one day.
He tells really good stories about like the randomest things that he's gone through, like things about snakes and all this weird stuff. And it's just really, really cool.
But yes, yeah, your grandpa, my father-in-law, he listens to the show on a pretty regular basis. And I think that was just his way of poking fun at you. So, yeah. We also, in your absence, we talked about, our listener from Seoul, South Korea, Emma, and, we talked her up, and Caden was on the show taking your place that day.
Mm-hmm.
And, we were talking about the fact of, you know, him being an annoying little brother for Drea and everything. I'm sure she'll have something to say right now. Yeah, he's annoying or whatever. Anyway, but so we said, well, I don't know. Maybe Emma has a little brother who's really annoying to her. So she replied back as well. And I think that's the neatest part of this show for me is all the interactivity. Talking to people and hearing them come up with stuff. It's just really neat for me. I enjoy that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Emma writes us back again and she says, "Hey guys, especially Caden," and then has one of those little sideways smiley faces with the tongue sticking out. "Actually, as a matter of fact, I have a younger brother. He's quite a bit older than Caden, 14 years old, but he's my baby brother. And actually, right now, he's taking a hike across Spain and France with my mother. Mm. I am sorry it took so long for me to request again. Things have been insane here in Seoul. Thunderstorms, lightning, humidity. This week, I want to request an entirely different sort of music. This song is from a band called Of Monsters and Men, who are from Iceland. I won't try to explain their sound. Just listen and find out." So she's requesting Of Monsters and Men, Little Talks. And she says, "Enjoy." Now, I don't know this band or this song, I don't think. But is it like Iceland death metal or something?
I actually think of Monsters and Men, it's death metal.
Oh.
Or screamo or something. Some type of rock. I know that for sure.
Well, let's see.
An empty house.
So hold my hand, I'll walk with you, my dear.
The stairs creak as you sleep, it's keeping me awake.
It's the house telling you to close your eyes.
And some things I can't even trust myself.
It's killing me to see this way.
Cause though the truth may bury this, ship will carry on.
Tell her that I miss our little talks.
Soon it will be over and buried with our past.
We used to play outside when we were young and full of life and full of love.
Some days I don't know if I am wrong or right.
Your mind is playing tricks on you, my dear.
Cause though the truth may bury this, ship will carry on.
Gone, gone, gone away, I watched you disappear. All that's left is a ghost of you. Now we're torn, torn, torn apart, there's nothing we can do. Just let me go, we'll meet again soon.
Now wait, wait, wait for me.
carry our bodies safe to shore. Though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our bodies safe to shore.
I know that song.
So not at all death metal or Icelandic hardcore.
I love that song. And I really like the video.
We were wrong.
That was totally really like pretty sounding and like really kind of nice and poppy almost. But if y'all get to check out the video, it's a pretty neat one. Very artistic. We'll leave it at that. Like flying ship, delivering people to exotic land. Monsters coming out, and it's neat everywhere in the song where it's like, hey, the like monsters opening his mouth and stuff. I thought it was pretty neat. So, but up next we will knock out the request portion of the show before we get into our stuff. We have an email from Elijah again. Elijah says, you should check out the band The Constellations. I'm gonna recommend Love is a Murder, which is the song that first made me love the band. So, awesome. Let's check out
CeeLo Green.
This is Love is a Murder featuring CeeLo Green and Kate McCucci. Kate McCucci is from a comedy group. Two girls call themselves Garfunkel and Oates. Well, Hope I know knows, but Drea. Basically, Garfunkel and Oates are two names.
Funny.
Well, they're two names that are the lesser known, lesser popular person in each of their groups. So, like, there was Daryl Hall and John Oates. Daryl Hall was the more famous one, the lead singer. John Oates wasn't. And then there was a group called Simon and Garfunkel, which is Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel. And Paul Simon was hugely much more famous than Art Garfunkel. So they call themselves Garfunkel and Oates. So they are not like
Garfunkel?
They're not like the... Are you listening to the story?
Yes, I'm listening to you to the story. The names I can't get over.
Okay. Anyway, I don't think she's actually in the song, featured in the song. But she is definitely featured in the video. So here we go.
To survive. If you really wanna live,
I will give in. So no panic. I'm a helpless romantic. So I'm a dead man often. And this is a dead man talking. If you really wanna live, you gotta be ready to die. Every single love is a murder. You gotta commit to survive.
Such a great song with such a great video.
That is it, the video makes that song. So two songs on the show so far, and both of which you guys need to check out the videos for, because that is awesome. And song's awesome. It's a really neat band, but the video is a little creepy. It's funny.
It's like funny, but a kind of creepy way. Like, just, I'm going to kidnap and kill all these people for only 3 minutes, and then next thing you know, I'm going to shove them in the van, and then I'm going to take them to my house and lock them up in a cage and just make them come back to life and perform.
But yeah, like, she totally comes into the band while they're, like, practicing in a warehouse area. Essentially, like, it looks like she's going to kill them all and everything, and then she just, you know, knocks them out and takes them captive and locks them up in her bedroom. And there's neat little family portraits and stuff all redone with the band's photos.
The band's faces.
Pretty cool nonetheless. So anyway, yeah, Elijah, thanks for that, man. That's a good one. And thanks again to Emma, once again, from Seoul. Thank you. That's awesome. And cool. Well, now we'll get into our picks. So, Drea, that leads us to your pick, which is the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Heads Will Roll. And this is the A-Track remix, because it's a little more like a little more dancey version.
We'll be right back.
cool. That was the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Drea, tell us why you like that so much.
I only listened to it a few times because my dance teacher, she taught us a dance to that song. And it was actually jazz. It wasn't like hip hop or dubstep or anything like that. Like any of the dancing kind of stuff like that. And it was actually jazz, which is like a sassy kind of thing. Which, I mean, you can
sassy.
Kind of, yeah, you can kind of relate to that. Well, that's fast jazz. But if you want to go for slow jazz or sad jazz. Yeah.
All right, so your dance teacher hipped you onto that. That's cool.
She gets me on all of the songs. I just love every single song that she picks. Like, a lot of the ones that actually haven't done two of them, which I'm thinking about doing.
Because, well, okay, cool. Well, my wife, Trey's mom, heard that song earlier and was like, that is the worst song I've ever heard in my life.
She might have heard the song on too many times because of me trying to dance to it.
I understand why you like it. I understand the attraction to it with dancing and stuff. You know, I mean, it's super. That remix of it's super poppy. The original song, not quite so much like that, but close enough, I guess. I hope you know the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. But you didn't know that song, huh?
No, I didn't know that song, but I thought it was all right. It was really poppy, though. But the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, I really like their song Phenomenon. That's a good song.
Yeah, I forget what it is. They have a when Rock Band, the video game, first came out. Maps. That's what it's called. The Yeah 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 song Maps. Yeah, it was on there. And I was like, I don't know. We all, as a family, the old school Mike family, would play Rock Band. We'd have, you know, Dre would sing and I would be the drummer. And mm-hmm. We had a bass player and a guitar player. And everybody was like, oh, yeah, let's rock out. And so, yeah, we used to do that song quite a bit because she knew all the words because it's really easy. It's just like, or whatever. So, but anyway, yeah. So Hope, that was kind of electro house punky sound and stuff. You got something along those lines today too, right?
Yes, I do. And I'm not sure how to pronounce his name, but I think it's Avicii. And he,
that's
does
a good guess. Avicii. That's better than I would have said. I'd have been like Avicii or something. So yeah, Avicii. That sounds good.
I actually think they say it in the song, but I don't remember. Oh. But
well, we'll check it out.
I actually think he remixed the song. Well, he makes his own beats, and then he took lyrics from a different song and put it in there, so it actually sounds really good.
So it's kind of like a little bit of what Fatal Foe does.
Yes.
Dallas, he will soon be on the show. One of these fine days, yeah. Kid's going to come back around. And maybe Hope's imaginary friend, Paige, who actually almost became imaginary the other day because she had a trip to the ER, too.
Oh, yeah.
Hope was good. Hope was running her to the hospital, and right after that's when the brakes gave out, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Not even 2 minutes after my brakes gave out.
Y'all both almost ended up in the hospital.
Yep.
Anyway, so this is Avicii, Wake Me Up.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over.
The others, they don't like us.
Yeah, I know.
Why?
We'll be right back.
tried carrying the weight of the world, but I only have two hands. Hope I get the chance to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. Wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up.
Your things.
Where are we going?
Somewhere we belong.
All right, Drea, wrap your little 12-year-old brain around Avicii, and what'd you think of the song, or the video, or both? What do you think about house DJ rocking out from Stockholm, Sweden?
The beginning, my dad's like, yeah, this is a dance song. I'm like, no, it's not. And then at the end, I'm like,
So you don't agree with Hope and I that it's a dance song?
No, I do now. I'm saying at the beginning when it's like, like.
Yes, it definitely starts out like a different thing, a different genre, if you will. It's and almost like folky sounding.
And when they started walking around in town, I'm like, this is probably going to go on the line of country or something.
The video, interesting video. They have like these little volume up, volume down tattoo things on their arm or something. Evidently, it's like the dude Avicii's like
logo sign,
logo or whatever. Yeah. So, but anyway, they also like it is a Ralph Lauren ad because the song is available at RalphLauren.com. So bizarre. That's interesting. Yeah, he's also from Sweden. Sweden, Stockholm, Sweden, Drea, just like your crash my car into a bridge, people.
That was so great.
We have a lot of Swedish listeners, don't we? Anyway, yeah, so where'd you find out about that song or whatever, Hope? Why do you like it?
Oh, I like it because I like the voice, and I'm pretty sure it's a black guy. I'm pretty sure. It's really nice.
I didn't look up the song. I just looked up the dude. Born in 89-ish, something like that, I think it said. He's from Sweden. He's a house DJ. But anyway, that brings us into the final song of the night. Mine. This is a group from Minnesota. A rapper goes by the name Half Dozen. The producer of the group, his name is Dimitri Killstorm. They have an album that just came out called Whittier Alliance, because they are both from a housing project in Minnesota called Whittier. Or on Whittier Street or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, the song is called Brand New Nostalgia. And it basically is just saying, you know, everything old is now new. So let's listen.
Damn. dance is the oldest form of human expression. Until we made instruments, so music is second. Started carving in caves, just conveying the message. Then language was created, such a useful invention. The written word followed to further progression. Poets portrayed the day-to-day, but made it refreshing. And even though I'm not too fond of opera, I respect it, cause without it, we couldn't have got gospel. Which soon spawned jazz and blues. Soul and rock and roll just infused the two. And hey, who in the fuck would have thunk that the pair of previous genres will make a baby named Funk? Like people, it evolves as it gets old. Hip-hop has to give big props to disco. Keep that in mind before dissing the old school. Respect your predecessors, they paved the way for Pro Tools. Combine the old with the new. That's the best way to help you get in a groove. It seems like every 20 years the styles come back, cause everybody likes the brand new nostalgia. Combine the old with the new. That's the best way to help you get in the groove. It seems like every 20 years the styles come back, cause everybody likes a brand new nostalgia. Only so much I can explain in a song, so do some research if you think that I'm wrong. If you got good taste, it probably came from your mom, or perhaps your dad when he was blazing the cron. Or maybe your parents didn't experiment. Mine was so high, guinea pigs couldn't compare with them. But a love for drugs wasn't all that I inherited. A keen ear for tunes and a scene for me to share it with. So while we were raised a bit differently, don't get separated by our idiosyncrasies. Whether you bumpin' underground or like industry, let's just party, cause partying is so bittersweet. Plus you can't deny the vibes, exponentially better than your 9 to 5. I wanna be like Mike in his prime. No substitutes, other dudes riding the pine. Combine the old with the new. That's the best way to help you get in the groove. It seems like every 20 years the styles come back, cause everybody likes the brand new nostalgia. Combine the old with the new. That's the best way to help you get in the groove. It seems like every 20 years the styles come back, cause everybody likes the brand new nostalgia. This is for the hipsters and the scenes, the kids sagging skinny jeans, can you believe this shit? Nowadays you can be thugging with a mohawk. Shopping secondhand is no longer a faux pas. If cats are so attracted to the 80s world, why in the hell is no one rocking a Jerry Curl? Don't get me wrong, y'all, to each his own. What is in today was lame 2 weeks ago. Purchase the newest fashion online. By the time you get the shit, that fad's already died. But don't trip, hang on to that fat fit. Later on, you can just pass it to your grandkids. I remember my son being astounded when I showed him T-Pain sounded like Roger Troutman. If you like lyricism and dope breakbeats, look no further than Killstorm and HD. Combine the old with the new. That's the best way to help you get in the groove. It seems like every 20 years the styles come back, cause everybody likes the brand new nostalgia. Combine the old with the new. That's the best way to help you get in the groove. It seems like every 20 years the styles come back, cause everybody likes the brand new nostalgia.
Yep, every 20 years style comes back because everybody likes the brand new nostalgia. Yep. What do you guys think of that? That was my pick. Obviously, I like it. I don't know. Dude's kind of a good...
I said he kind of has a nice voice and it makes you want to listen to the song, kind of like J. Cole.
Yeah. He's got a good tone to his voice. He, you know, he raps well. It's kind of an old school. It's almost like backpacker type stuff. He's friends with Slug from Atmosphere or whatever. They went on tour. That's how I found out about them. But good stuff. Funny-ass line in the song, though, like, because everything from the 80s is back. Everybody's wearing a pants and doing mohawks and everything's good. But how come nobody's rocking a Jerry Curl? Dre, you don't even know what a Jerry Curl is, do you?
Wait, isn't it the little thing in the back of your hair? Like,
no.
It curls up?
That's something? A rat tail. No.
Yeah, that's a rat tail.
Kind of imagine like a black person with a really, really drippy perm. Essentially, for your little mind to wrap around, that would be the easiest way.
Like my friend Charlay?
No. Charlay does not have a Jerry Curl.
Her hair's real, though.
Great.
Her hair's boing boing hair.
Boing boing hair. I don't even know what that means. But, yeah, I don't know.
like, you know how Keds and like boating shoes and all that kind of stuff, like when you guys would have worn it, well, it's all starting to come back around, and a whole bunch of people weren't like wearing that stuff.
Yes. Yeah, like, you know, for years and years, you know, baggy pants were in style. And like when I was a kid in the 80s, like skinny jeans were popular, and like rocker
jeans are back.
And they're back. But people change it up a little. Like the line in the song, it's like kids sagging skinny jeans, which is just a ridiculous thing.
I hate it so much.
You know, like in the song, there's another line too about, you know, like now it's no longer faux pas to shop in a thrift store because of the Macklemore song. Well, you know, a lot of people probably never thought that that was a problem anyway. So they, you know, shop in thrift stores. But now it's almost cool too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. I like it. It's good.
Yeah, I like it too.
Anyway, awesome. So that is the end of episode 18, guys. We're almost to 20 of these things. It's pretty amazing. So, you know, stay tuned. Episode 19 coming soon. We will be back. And, you know, hit us up. Let us know what's what. I've not gotten any emails about my superhero special. I'm waiting to, emails, Twitters, nothing. Come on, guys. Even if you don't like it and you tell me not to ever do it again, let me know that. Anyway, it was a lot of fun for me to make, so whatever. Anyway, all right, cool. I said anyway, I think like 12 times right in that little section, but cool. We are out. I am the Old School Mike.
I am Hope.
This is the Sound of Life podcast, and I am 12-year-old Drea. Farewell, listeners.
All right, bye, guys.